Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yes. You know, speaking about having courage and boldness, Hobby Lobby, Christian Post is reporting they won their stay with the HHS birth control mandate. Basically, it's an injunction against the mandate, and it was issued in Oklahoma City, where basically their headquarters is located.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's a stay going on October the 1st. They're going to review it. But they're quoted as saying that basically it's a preliminary injunction against that HHS abortion drug mandate. And they're saying 5-3. There was a vote 5-3. And basically they stood up for what they felt was right.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about is the abortion pills, the morning after bill. That's this new laws are making it
trying to make it mandatory.
Mandatory, exactly. For the employers to be able to offer it to their, you know, employees. And they're saying, listen, this is a Christian-owned business, and we have the right, constitutional right, to say we're not, this contradicts our values. Mm-hmm. And so they were looking at a fine of close to $1.3 million a day. This is under the whole Obamacare, for not providing this coverage. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, you know, they got a huge victory in this.
That's huge.
This is the Green family. Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely awesome. But they were on the forefront right from the very beginning of this, mm-hmm. willing to take, you know, the stand, encourage, and say, listen, we're not going to be a part of any of that because it totally contradicts the Word of God and what we believe in. And thank God for that courage, because now we have court precedent that's going to be going, you know, all across the country.
Go buy a picture frame or something.
Yes.
Or some of that foo-foo stuff they have there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's only 50% off. You can buy two for one or something.
Yeah. I was just in there that day, yeah.
They've got 556 stores in 45 states.
If you want your house and your stuff to look better, you know, ask your wife to go to the store.
Yeah,
exactly. It was overwhelming.
Yeah. No, they're not supporting what we're doing. I'm just saying that, hey, we ought to support those who are supporting God and standing up for it. Think about it. But see, when they first started this stance and standing up for what's right, what we knew was right in our hearts with God, now the country's coming along and God is backing that up. He's beginning to show people not only that they're saying, well, by you not providing health care, you know, abortion for your employees, then you're in violation of the Constitution. And what they're finding out now, the whole story's changed. And they, the ones who supported abortion now, we're finding out they're in violation of
the
law.
Ones. Yeah.
They're taking citizens and killing them. The Born Alive bill that came out since then, in Florida, signed by Governor Scott, says that what they're saying that you can do and mm-hmm. you have to pay for is the murder of children that were born, like Dr. Gosnell. And they were saying you need to support a Dr. Gosnell and his clients that come to him. And so Green says, I can't do that. That's murder. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But when he first started saying that, there wasn't enough in-your-face evidence to America that said this is murder. But guess what? God proved him true. And now we're starting to see it happen even in Texas with after 20 weeks, if you use it's not Obamacare. It's American health care. That's not the name of it, you know. It's kind of unfair to our president to call it that. But American health care plan, affordable health care plan. It says that you have to have, you have to pay for your employees to have abortions after 20 weeks, and you're in support of violating the Texas laws.
Mm.
And so now, it's just becoming evident. Wouldn't it be interesting when we get to heaven and we begin to understand things more thoroughly that it was Green Stan that said, I'm just not going to do it. I just can't do it. And this is a multimillionaire, done really well, loves God, that I'll give it all up before I'll actually, and look what God's doing.
Yeah, well, he's proving he just doesn't have a fish on his sign, but he has a fish in his heart.
Yeah,
you know? He's proving the fact that it all belongs to the Lord anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really exciting because now, like you're saying, that was one of the very first, you know, defenses of life.
Right.
You've seen what happened here with the Baby Alive bill, House Bill 1129 in Florida. Texas, the 20-week abortion ban. Wisconsin, the mandatory ultrasound that Governor Walker signed into law that makes it absolutely mandatory. Everyone's having a
He's a minister's son, isn't he?
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a minister's son, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's just common sense. I mean, full disclosure, you need to know that there's a baby inside, not a tissue that doctors...
Well, now you'll go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Now you'll go to jail. You need to find out exactly how old that baby is before you kill it.
Mm.
Because if that baby is 20 weeks and 1 day, 20 weeks and 1 hour, and you're a Texan, right?
That's right. Listen, we have it on the torch for you. We're going to make this related for you, but we actually showed a video of what a 20-week-old fetus looks like.
Mm-hmm.
To think that someone would even want to contend, you know, even want to argue against this. Are you for real? Mm-hmm. When we saw that the baby can actually feel, has fingers, it has a spine. I mean, it's half of the birthing process, the developing process, because they go full 10 months. It's amazing.
Right.
This is just common sense. You're looking at other states, I believe it's Arkansas, they have one of the strictest abortion laws. Now it's, I think it's 12 weeks, and there's another one for 6 weeks. And what you're seeing are states all across the country, Mississippi following soon, and Alabama, they're going to have other laws that are banning abortion. And so it's just a wonderful thing to see. And praise God that the Green family stood up first, and many, many, many others are coming in right behind.
And this is how things work. And this is what's going to take for America to get back to where, for God in this order and country, not country and God.
That's right.
That's what's happened now, where, you know, you got to have the country, and then you can have any God you want. It's for God and country. That's how it all came to pass in the context of it and how we are here today. But when you see our brothers and sisters standing up, go to Arlington Cemetery. Go to your local cemetery where men and women who've laid down their life for us to have this freedom, and they died for the Constitution, that it would stand and defended it. And just stay there. Stay there until they throw you out or until you understand that this didn't just happen. It didn't just happen.
Freedom ain't free.
Freedom ain't free, and they've died for the freedom, for us to have this freedom, and we're going to blow it? When you have this guy that I was talking about in the first hour, this Italian that's talking about America and our founding fathers and how much they understand our original freedom and how that it has to be fought for every single day. And they want, even though they've never had it in their government, that they really want that. They understand that's the way it is, because everything's falling apart when you don't. Big government, the end of big government, this is what he said, and anybody would know better, it would be people that have lived under socialism and all that. He says that it's easy, this is what he said, he says it's easy to get into socialism. It's an easy way, it's an easy thing to do. And that's where the government provides for everything.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but it's very, very hard to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like coming off of crack. It's like here you're saying, you know, I want to raise my children up. I want them to be launched into the world. I want them to be productive. But then the government tells you, hey, you can live with your parents until you're 100 years old. You can be on their insurance policy as long as you want to. They can take care of your bills. It's like the kid's never going to grow up.
Right.
The kid's never going to grow up. And now you're at this socialism that you're preaching to my kid. It's gonna be hard for them to break the habit, and all of a sudden they're gonna think you were some hero, and their very parents who love them and birthed them and raised them is some adversarial relationship to them, because we're saying the opposite of what you're saying. We're trying to break them off of the milk of growing up in a relationship.
Hello.
And it's gonna be tough for us, and it's really tough. I mean, it's really tough. We have probably a couple generations that have never worked.
Mm-hmm.
And
look what's happening in Detroit.
Yes.
I mean, look what's happening in Detroit.
Yes.
They're saying today, I mean, they filed bankruptcy, if you didn't know, $18 billion in debt. They have 45,000 homes that are absolutely abandoned. They're calling them an urban wasteland, urban zone. It takes 50 minutes on average, 50 minutes for the local police to actually show up to your 911 emergency. 50
wow.
minutes.
50?
58.
Oh, 58 minutes.
58.
And there is
average.
Average.
Which means there's a whole half of that that's above 58 minutes.
Wow.
Can you imagine you're at gunpoint? Call the police.
Help.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah. in the same
most
state,
fights last yeah. just seconds.
Oh yeah, it doesn't last.
It doesn't last long.
Yeah, interesting to know what the gun control law is there in that particular
yeah,
state.
Exactly.
You know, and you look at this,
oh, it is. It's no guns.
Yeah, there you go.
The only people who have guns are the people that want to hurt you and kill you.
Right.
And it's just and going down. Yeah, and the police that are arriving on average 58 minutes.
Right.
You know, to your emergency.
I can imagine, you know, coming from being a former law enforcement officer, how hard it's got to be on an undermanned department and how dangerous it is for them because they're walking into fire every day with not enough manpower to survive that fire. Pretty much the 58 minutes may be for them to prepare themselves to walk into those situations because police officers are not called to go get beat up and broken up and killed and hurt and harmed. That's not their call.
Right.
Their call is to be able to provide a service for us, to be there to help execute the law and to protect us and that type of thing. And but not to be harmed.
Right.
They're not. They should not have to go home with a bruise, a cut, a break, broken thing, or hurt, injured, or killed. That's not their job.
Right.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to honor the authorities when they come out in that type of situation. And so you look at, so if that's their job and they're 50% undermanned, that's almost guaranteeing they're going to be injured or they're going to just say, you know what, I'm going to wait till Bob's finished on that call and wait till Susan's finished on that call. And then we're going to get together and we're going to go in together to this call because that's all we're going to have. Whatever we have, we have. So I wouldn't think derogatory towards the police in this. I know you don't, but just the perspective of it, that when you start dropping down your ability to defend or have a fighting force or be the law, you have to get your ducks in a row before you show up.
No doubt.
And eventually what happens, like happened in New Orleans, they just start saying, hey, you know, you're not going to provide the manpower for us to do this job correctly. I'm going to go find one somewhere else. I'm going to find one somewhere else. And then you end up losing the 50% that you do have.
Right.
Yeah. And if you don't take care of your business, you're not going to have no business to take care of, right?
That's right.
If you don't take care of those who are taking care of you, you won't have anybody taking care of you.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.